Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to our morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, here. And our featured guest for this show will be chiming in about another 3 minutes or so. And he is definitely on the list, as our theme song says, where future stars and superstars happily coexist together. Well, I think our featured guest, Gray Damon, is definitely on the list to becoming a future superstar, especially now that he is part of the cast of this brand new NBC drama series called Aquarius that will be making its world premiere tonight. It's a 2-hour series premiere, and afterwards it will be airing each Thursday night from 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern time. But this is the really cool thing about tonight's premiere. After you see tonight's 2-hour premiere episode, you can go and download and look at the entire 13 weeks, all of them, all back to back. You can just OD on episodes of Aquarius for the whole season. Just go to NBC.com. / Aquarius, Aquarius, and you can just look at all the entire season. Is that not cool or what? So you can get your 2-hour premiere fix, and you will definitely love this show. Our featured guest, as I said, Gray Damon, stars as Brian Schaaf in this new drama series. It is so cool. It has that look and feel, kind of like a film noir type feel to it. There was a really nice article in today's New York Times about this new show. So for those of you who subscribe to the New York Times, or maybe you can go on their website and see it, please check it out. It's a really good article, and it just gives you a lot of in-depth detail, behind-the-scenes details about the show, which it's actually a review. And the show is set back in the mid-70s, specifically 1967. David Duchovny, and you can't go wrong with him, can you? He is the lead character. One of the things that also makes this show so cool is the music from the 60s that they use throughout each episode, all 13 episodes. It is 13 episodes. But David Duchovny, as I said, he starts as a homicide detective who is investigating, this was before, well, we don't want to tell too much, we'll just let our featured guest tell us more about it, but I thought that was him calling in. But I do want to say that, I can go ahead and tell you this, David Duchovny, he stars as Sam Hodiak, who is a decorated World War II veteran. He's a homicide detective. And he is investigating this murder, the kidnapping of a daughter of an old girlfriend. Actually, she goes missing, and you know that's kind of in the premiere episode. But not too many details, because we need you to tune in tonight. But the entire 13 episodes, you will not only see some really cool visual effects, but they have some of the amazing music that was popular back in the 1960s that's available. I know, if anything, people are going to be, especially our moms and dads and grandparents who were around and teenagers back in that era, are going to really, really love the music, because some of the music that is featured is The Who, The Birds, Jefferson Airplane, The Beach Boys, all of during that era, flower power, the hippies, all that kind of great thing. So that's what, where it's set back in the late 1960s, 1967 to be more specific and exact on that. What else can I tell you without telling you too much? Let's see. I don't want to tell you too much because I want our guest to come on and tell you the rest of it. Okay, we have our featured guest. Good morning, Greg. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a pleasure to have you on. You are a part of this amazing new series that will be premiering tonight, Aquarius. Your character is Brian, is it Chase? Is the pronunciation of the last name, is that correct?
Brian Chase, correct.
Chase, okay. So we know that your character is a hip, cool, long-haired undercover cop. But tell us more about who is this guy, Brian? What is he all about?
What he's all about, he's this guy who wants to do the right thing. I think he's a very dedicated cop. He's an idealist. But he lives, unfortunately, in the 60s, and it's a difficult time to be a cop. Difficult time to be anyone, I guess. But basically, he is used by David Duchovny's character to infiltrate sort of the hippies, because David Duchovny looks too much like a cop. So we use my guy to get in there and try and find this girl that goes missing. And in doing so, we find out that the girl has become involved with a hippie commune that is being led by Charles Manson.
Oh, wow.
Who's our main villain, essentially. But it's sort of an origin story. You know, he isn't quite Charles Manson yet. This is 2 years before the famous the murders, you know.
Yeah, the Sharon Tate murders, yeah. So he's not the infamous Charles Manson yet.
Not quite yet.
Well, as I told the listeners earlier, this show pretty much takes place fictionally in 1967. Of course, you and I weren't born then, but they had some really cool music. I understand that this show will have a lot of music that was popular from the Byrds and the Who and all of those popular bands of that era. During the making of the show, did you get to listen to a lot of that music, or did you bond with it, or what?
You know, I fell in love with Otis Redding, actually. We had 3 weeks to prepare for our role before we started shooting, so I basically just tried to indulge in as much music, documentaries, books, and movies as I could. And so I made sure that I didn't listen to anything but 60s music, and Otis Redding was sort of the guy that I fell in love with. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say I listened to a whole plethora of bands that I had never heard before and was able to fall in love with.
Was there one or two particular songs from Otis Redding that you really liked, or just all of them, or what?
I kind of just loved it all. Yeah, I can't think of one song in particular right now, but I think I'm just brain dead from all these interviews.
I know. Yeah, you've been at it probably for, 2 hours now or so?
Something like that, yeah. I don't mind. I really don't. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, you know, at a certain point, you know, the coffee just doesn't work anymore.
Do I ever know. Well, now, but tonight is a two-hour premiere. And then the really cool thing is afterwards, people can look at all 13 episodes online. You guys are already, obviously, you finished with the whole 13 episodes for the whole season. How long have you guys been working on this show?
We worked on it for about five or 6 months, I'd say, is how long we shot it for. We've been off, though, for about six or seven, so it's just coming out now. It was about five or 6 months, I think.
So what are your plans tonight? Are you going to go to a big premiere party, or are you just going to stay home and rest, or what are you going to do tonight to celebrate?
I would love to stay home and rest. no, but yeah, I guess the cast and crew and producers were all having a get together for the premiere, and I know that we're all stoked for it because we all worked very hard on it, especially our crew. Those guys, their blood, sweat, and tears is in this, and I think we're all very proud of it. You know.
Oh, obviously, for sure. Okay, got a lot of questions before they cut me off here. I understand that you did an independent film called Sex Guaranteed. Is that out yet, or what?
No, I think it comes out later next year, I believe. I'm not sure, to be honest. It's an independent, okay. And that's hard to tell sometimes. But yeah, it's basically just you would think it would be a rom-com. I think it's it is to a degree, but it's not as raunchy as it sounds. It's actually, it has a lot of heart. And it's really just about a guy just trying to find out what love means to him, I think.
Well, yeah, that title is pretty pretty bold and blazing there. So I know that'll capture your attention. For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely misleading.
Oh, for sure. Well, we're going to definitely be tuning in to Aquarius tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on NBC. Before I get cut off here, there's a really cool, nice review in today's New York Times about the show. They love the show. I don't know, you probably haven't had a chance to read it yet because you've been busy talking to media, but it's a stellar review of the show. So you got a chance, check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we read that one. It was very nice of them to praise us
very, very nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, we want to thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, and just, you know, go get that 12th cup of coffee, and this will be over within a few, another hour, maybe.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll look forward to seeing you and David and the rest of the cast tonight. So take care now. Bye-bye.
All righty. See ya.
Okay. Okay, that's right. Damon stars as Brian Shape on NBC's new series that starts tonight, Aquarius. Poor thing. He's been up. You know, he's on West Coast time, so this poor young man's probably been up since like 5 a.m., but he said he's not complaining. He's not complaining because, you know, this is a dream of a working actor to be working on a hit show. I know this is going to be a hit show. I just know it is. But a big production like this, again, it airs tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and 2-hour premiere. And immediately afterwards, you can see all 13 episodes back-to-back online. Go to nbc.com/Aquarius, and all of the details, the links, the everything will be right there. And you're going to fall in love with this show. It's very, very well done. Technically, the writing is just superb. David Duchovny is starring in the lead role as Detective Sam Hodiak. And just, it's a really, I mean, I love the look and the feel of the show. Plus, it has that really cool music, too. I mean, each episode has some really hot music from the 60s. And, you know, some of the best music in the world was created during the 60s, right? The Beatles, Rolling Stones, Otis Redding, so on and so forth. The Motown sound, it just fits. You can't get much better than that. But anyway, we want to thank our guest, Gray Damon, for being our guest on this morning mini edition of the show. And we probably will have even more cast members as the show progresses along. So thank you, everyone, for listening to this edition of the show, Film Festival Radio, and we'll see you on our next show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.
Okay, right. Okay. All right, sir. Okay, thank you. Yes, I was. Definitely so. Okay. That's